From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Every year, about 60,000 prison sentences are handed down by federal judges. The government gives judges guidelines for the length of those sentences. There's growing concern in Washington that some judges are being too lenient, and Congress and the Bush administration are moving to stop them from handing down softer sentences. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
Since 1987, the U.S. Sentencing Commission has been charged with, among other things, determining the sentencing guidelines for federal crimes. Congress created the bipartisan commission with the goal of trying to reduce the disparities from one district to another. But increasingly, members of Congress and the Bush administration have voiced concern about softer sentences. In April, Congress passed legislation known as the Feeney Amendment that would force judges to be tougher, and it gave the Sentencing Commission 6 months to come up with ways to do that.
Okay, then we'll move on to the second panel.
This week, the commission held public hearings to hash out ways to reduce the number of so-called downward departures. There were comments by U.S. attorneys representing the Justice Department, which has been pushing Congress for the changes, and comments by federal judges who are concerned that their discretion is being curtailed. The commission finds itself stuck between two powerful forces, says its chairwoman, Judge Diana Murphy.
There are members of Congress and staff on the Hill that are very concerned about the growing rate of departures because it leads to less uniformity, which was uncertainty in sentencing, which was one of the goals of the Sentencing Reform Act. And there's a concern in the judiciary that the whole thing is concerned with finding judges who aren't following the law.
The indisputable fact is that there has been an increase in the number of downward departures. According to Justice Department officials, the number has almost quadrupled in the past decade. And there is disparity nationwide, says Ronald Rotunda, a professor of constitutional law at George Mason University.
For example, Brooklyn judges, the Eastern District of New York, the federal judges issue shorter sentences, shorter than the guidelines, in about 25% of all cases in 2001. Judges in South Carolina only 2% of the time. You know, why is that?
Rotunda says that many judges hand down lighter sentences simply because they feel the sentencing guidelines are too harsh, particularly in drug cases, which he says is often a victimless crime. Since the guidelines have been introduced, the nation's prison population has quadrupled, and more than half the inmates are in on drug offenses. Still, the guidelines are an important tool in the judiciary, says Bill Mercer, a U.S. District Attorney and the chairman of the Attorney General's Advisory Committee on Sentencing Guidelines. One of the priorities of this Justice Department, says Mercer, is to create uniformity in sentencing.
Every time there is a variable that will allow the court to give a much lower sentence to a defendant, that undercuts the fundamental principle of the act, which is if you've committed bank fraud in Montana and you've committed bank fraud in Brooklyn, you should be treated the same way. There really should be very rare circumstances in which that would result in a different sentence.
Mercer helped draw up an order from Attorney General John Ashcroft that tells U.S. attorneys to report on federal judges who give out lighter sentences and to start appealing those sentences more often. The directive and the Feeney Amendment itself has triggered outrage among many judges who see it as an attack on their independence, says U.S. District Judge Irene Keeley. Keeley says each case is different and that the judges should be allowed to use their discretion.
The fear I think a lot of federal judges have right now is that this is going to begin to look like a streamlined process, a process where it's almost cookie cutter. If you have factors A, B, and C, then the sentence will be D.
The Sentencing Commission says it will hold another public hearing and will study statistics to see if and how the guidelines can be altered to reduce the number of lighter sentences being handed down. It will present its findings to Congress at the end of October. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.